love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Fighting between Israel and Hezbollah intensified overnight. Both sides carried out large cross-border strikes. The BBC's Paul Adams in Jerusalem says Lebanon-based Hezbollah has launched hundreds of rockets into Israel.
The rocket attacks this morning do seem to have been deeper into Israel than many of the previous Hezbollah strikes, 100 or so overnight, and some of those landing in the vicinity of Haifa. Also reports of simultaneous attacks coming from the east, from Iraq, and possibly also from Yemen. So it does seem as though this latest wave of attacks may have been somewhat coordinated.
From BBC, from Beirut, that is, the BBC's Hugo Bachega reports Israeli ground forces may soon be on the move.
There is speculation that the Israeli military could even carry out a ground invasion of southern Lebanon to try to create a buffer zone in the south of the country and push Hezbollah fighters away from the borders.
As world leaders begin to arrive in New York for the annual United Nations General Assembly, UN officials are warning that the Middle East is on the brink of imminent catastrophe. Vice President Kamala Harris has accepted CNN's invitation for a second debate on October 23rd. She challenged former President Trump to join her, but in Wilmington, North Carolina yesterday, he said no.
The problem with another debate is that it's just too late. Voting has already started.
We're just 44 days till Election Day. The energy utility that owns the Three Mile Island nuclear site, where a partial meltdown happened in 1979, is planning to power up a reactor at the site. The story from CBS's Michael George.
It's part of a 20-year deal to provide power to Microsoft data centers. Those centers power the company's growing artificial intelligence programs. Constellation says the plant meets the growing demand for clean, zero-carbon energy and will create thousands of jobs, saying in a statement, "This plant was among the safest and most reliable nuclear plants on the grid, and we look forward to bringing it back."
Well, this is something that doesn't happen very often, a milk recall.
Lactaid, a brand of lactose-free dairy milk, has been recalled in 27 states by Massachusetts-based HB Hood LLC because the product may contain trace amounts of almonds that are not listed on the label. The 96-ounce containers of Lactaid milk were shipped to retailers and wholesalers from September 5th to the 18th. The FDA says the issue was discovered as a result of routine maintenance programs, which revealed the potential for trace amounts of almond. No illnesses have been reported. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Police in Birmingham, Alabama say four people died, as many as 21 wounded in a shooting in a nightlife area of the city last night. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This fall, Macy's is here to help you shift seasons in style. Get an extra 20% off with your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of great deals like dresses $150 and under, shoes she'll love 20% off, and the perfect dining and entertaining finds 30 to 40% off. Plus, Star Rewards members earn rewards on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Some residents of Ohio are suffering through their worst drought in at least 20 years. Reporter Brad Gibson tells us it's affecting farmers the most, but water shortages could be just around the corner for everyone.
With only 3.5 inches of rain in 3 months, brown, dried-out corn crackles and literally falls apart as you touch it in the fields. Ohio County Journal editor Matt Reese.
We're looking at what could be one of the worst droughts, if not the worst drought in recorded history for the state of Ohio.
And the crop losses?
It's definitely in the billions of dollars in economic damage.
Nathan Brown is a farmer and cattleman in Ohio. He's got a lot of tough decisions to make, from feeding their livestock or selling them off.
Guys are really stressed. I know I've had a lot of sleepless nights.
Many counties are considering mandatory water rationing if rain doesn't come soon. Brad Gibson for CBS News.
Farmers in Ohio have given up on salvaging much of their corn and soybean crops. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. A soggy Sunday out there on this first day of fall. Showers and storms, some locally heavy rainfall. Highs of the lower 70s. Southwest winds turning to the north at 5 to 15. For tonight, showers and storms ending. Lows in the upper 50s. It's 69 at our studios.
Tried. Park to Sturdivant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on, to my door. Single day singing.
Do what? WRJN.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits 2 and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers and their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. According to a recent survey, nearly half of all Americans think you can be too old to start saving for retirement. Now listen, my 47-year-old self does not like the idea that I could ever be too old for anything. And I know for sure that the only way anyone can age out of saving for retirement is to actually retire. I mean, yes, of course, you're going to have a bigger nest egg if you start saving young, but older savers have an advantage over the younger ones. People in their 40s and 50s typically make double what their 20-something colleagues make. And the math is clear. You are younger today than you will be at any point in your future. More than half of us are behind in our retirement savings. So don't wait another minute to start. I've got a video that can help you out. Check out Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Shortly after taking office, Alabama Secretary of State Wes Allen directed state election officials to invalidate voter registrations of immigrants who had been issued a permanent resident or green card by the U.S. government. In his zeal to root out non-citizens, he apparently invalidated eligible U.S. naturalized citizens as well. Despite no evidence of widespread illegal voting by non-citizens in Alabama, Allen directed the removal of residents who had a federal non-citizen identification number from the state's voter rolls. The state purged 3,251 people in August, after which Allen said in a statement, "I have been clear that I will not tolerate the participation of non-citizens in our elections." The Alabama Reflector reports that a lawsuit was filed September 13th by democracy groups and four naturalized citizens who at one time held a green card and a non-citizen identification number and were swept up in Allen's, quote, purge program. The complaint alleges that it violates the First and 14th Amendments, the Voting Rights Act, and the National Voter Registration Act, and asks the court to strike the program down. It also alleges that the announcement and notification of voters violated the VRA's prohibition of, quote, attempting to intimidate, threaten, or coerce any person for voting or attempting to vote. No hearing has yet been scheduled. We've linked the complaint at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Make a difference in your community today. Find the perfect volunteering opportunity for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or by getting in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center. There are so many ways to get involved and make an impact. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stay.
away from my God.
What you say?
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Tell me more.
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Change, change, change. much too strong. I'm added to you. Change, change, change.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Must have made